Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Good.
Feeling brilliant.
This is the podcast. Yes. Good.
Turn Jade's microphone back down and turn mine up.
There we go.
There we go. That better?
So it's very touchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no good way to do it.
Let's just start again.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good.
Yay. Feeling good.
Oh, excellent. Hey, I just thought of something really randomly, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible to talk and chew gum at the same time?
Well, aren't you doing that right now?
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Yeah, I did notice.
But you can sort of do that thing where you, like, tuck it into the side of your mouth and then you can talk.
How are you, guys?
And then you go back to the chewing.
Maybe you over-salivate. Sorry. Hard to talk.
Yeah, take it out. Spit it out.
Get rid of the gum.
Yeah, Rockstar.
Is that to help with your hunger suppression?
If anything, it makes you more hungry.
Because
you're chewing, so your body is therefore thinking that it's eating, it's getting food, so then it creates more saliva that actually produces acid in your stomach that comes back up.
Jade, it was more to mask my filthy cigarette breath, but okay.
Well, we're not going to kiss you today,
you're still on the diet, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been going well.
Which is really good. I reckon you've lost a bit of weight in the face.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have.
I mean, there's a lot to go. Certain angles. I hate having my mirrors in my bedroom facing me in bed. So, like, if I sit up and I'm wearing the wrong shirt, you know, a non-black shirt, you really see everything.
And this is what you're trying to change.
Yeah,
good on you, Maddie.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Yeah, I support you.
What's on for today? Anything special?
What are you doing, Jade?
I'm gymming and I'm studying. So I've got a big day ahead.
Celebrant Jade.
Mm. I'm getting there. I'm almost there.
How far through are you?
I'm doing work. I'm more than... I'm just over halfway. I've only got two more modules to go.
So how long will that take you? Like, can you finish it as quickly as you want?
Yeah.
Oh, well, get to work. You need to make the money and give me my commission. I gave you the idea to become a celebrant.
Oh, okay.
What is your cut,
Maddie? Did you?
No, I'm her manager. Typical artists, see? Yeah. They take the idea, they go and make cash from it, and they forget about the person who gave them the idea.
I'm pretty sure you didn't give me the idea.
I did, Jay.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't. Typical manager claiming all the ideas as their own.
Call me Scooter Braun.
Maddie Braun.
How's your house going, Crevo?
Yeah, good.
All finished? Reno's all done?
Pretty well, yeah. There's always more to do, you know, so.
Like what? What's next?
want to put like screen doors.
Where?
In the back. Onto the deck so you can let the nice breeze
in.
Are you enclosing your deck?
No, just across the French doors there that go outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we're going to fix up the front porch.
What's wrong with the front porch?
It's very shit.
What, you're expanding it or?
Yeah, we're going to put you know how it's just like a flat bit of old.
Tin.
Yeah, something like that. It's actually like fiberglass.
Oh, that's itchy. Makes you itch.
Well, it just looks so black that it looks like tin.
I like it.
So we're going to put like a peaked roof going into the
really
roof.
Really good.
That'll give your house more dimension.
That's the idea. Mm. A bit more street, or what do you call it? Curb appeal.
What are you saying? It doesn't look good from the outside, Jade?
Well, no.
The front porch.
I didn't say that.
It's an abomination. Whoever put it up should have been.
Abomination.
Should
See,
be fired.
He did it for you.
Yeah, all right. There you
go. Like your house. It's very cute.
Well, it's coming along.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
It's coming along.
It is a cute house. Did you say it's not cute? F you.
So,
trying to put non-existent words in my mouth.
Whose house do you think is nicer, yours or Crevo's?
They're both, you know what? You can't compare the two. They're different. His is brick, mine's weatherboard.
Different styles.
They're two different things. If you like, you know, brick houses, it's charming. If you like weatherboards, mine's charming.
Mm. Nice try.
Nice try.
Always trying to create a rivalry.
Yeah,
isn't
there's
it?
No rivalry. They're two different houses.
Now, my next question goes to Jade.
Yeah.
How many Halloween-based meme activities are happening today? You've got to slow down on them a little bit.
Yeah, too much.
It's getting a bit intense. Although I did find out that whole thing was a stitch up yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, the memes are happening, there's multiple requests happening.
Oh no, I feel like some of them are
just
genuine,
saying,
genuine, yeah.
There's only 2 weeks to go.
On till the party.
Yeah.
You keep saying, I wish it was tomorrow.
I know, I do, because I'm just super excited. I've ordered balloons. You're making a cob loaf. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Maddie, what are you doing?
What are you providing?
You're showing up.
Showing up.
And you've got to gobble up all the food.
No, do you know what?
He's been putting in food orders.
Is brisket really happening? No. Or was that a stitch up?
No, that was a stitch up. There will be no
so
brisket.
So I don't need to bring my Weber?
No. That okay. was a joke.
I was
that
really was ready to go. There's a win.
Yeah, no, that was a joke. No, there's gonna be a really nice, big, delicious food platter.
Smoked oysters.
There's going to be cake. There's going to be cob loaf. There's going to be, like, spider crackles. I don't know. That is on being considered, but I don't know. I have to look into that avenue.
If the smoked oysters don't happen, can there be fresh oysters? I love oysters.
Maybe. I'll see. I don't know. Depends.
Doesn't your, is it brother-in-law work at an oyster farm?
Yeah.
Well, that should be easy for you.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Oysters aren't going to go with anything else there.
Yeah, but oysters and champagne, what a combo.
It really is.
I mean, it's
fantastic.
The chance to get free oysters is so rare.
Champagne and oysters, people will be rooting everywhere in your house.
Will they? Aphrodisiac. Well, that's true. No, I'm putting caution tape on all the doors.
Oh, you would.
I am. I bought extra caution tape because I want people going in the rooms and having sex in my bed.
Well, can they
none
do,
of that.
Where can they do it?
Down in the park, cross, you know.
No.
Go for a little walk.
On the premises.
I know you like parks, Maddie. Don't you like parks?
What do you mean?
Don't you like, you know.
Just say it, Jay.
Yeah. Can I?
I'm interested.
Okay. Maddie had a route in a park once.
When I was like 16.
Jeez, that opens up a whole other line of inquiry that I don't want to ask about.
Have you not? Outside?
No.
Jade,
no.
Please.
Cars in a vehicle, yes, but not out in the wilderness.
What about you, Cruvo?
No.
Never had sex outside?
No.
Maddie has a thing for Under the Stars.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Hamilton Island. Yeah.
In amongst nature.
It's so adorable. That's why he wants to get married in a forest.
Just the two of them. It's not a marriage if there's no celebrant.
I'm going to marry you. I'm going to be there on your big day.
Well,
no,
I
don't
know if I would hire you.
Yes,
to
you
be...
would. You would.
We'll
yeah.
See. We'll see. Okay.
And you too, Crevo. I'm going to take, like,
yeah,
it's going to be a big moment.
You're not getting paid.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do a freebie for a friend.
Freebie for a friend.
Freebie for a friend. I would consider it, but I don't know.
Well, you're an eloper. You're going to disappear. They're going to disappear. I'll be pissed.
Bali.
You know why? Because, like, what a journey that we're going to miss out on this show. Like, how could you? Think
what do
about
you mean?
The ratings or the phoners we could do, picking out the engagement ring, the proposal. Like, there's so many things that we can do.
Mark my words here today.
Yeah.
I'm just vibing something. Mm. I think I will get married before you.
You Crevo? Reckon?
Yeah.
Because when Maddie falls, he falls hard.
That's true, he does.
Yeah.
You sweet pea. You're both adorable.
Is there anyone in your life at the moment, Maddie,
no,
that you haven't told us about?
No. But the psychic told me it would happen.
Yeah.
I went to a psychic like a year ago, and they said, you're going to find the love of your life here in Newcastle. Look, who knows?
In Newcastle.
Yeah.
Hope they're right.
You've got to stop going to Sydney then.
Yeah, you've got to start going.
What do you mean?
You've got to start keep looking around here.
You go out there
I'm
on the weekends.
I'm not on a constant hunt for a boyfriend. Like, I do go and see friends and family.
I know. But, you know, you've
yeah,
got to be
open. You know
open.
What, though? The thing with that is you're hoping that they're just going to pop out of thin air. Mm. Doesn't happen like that. You still got to, like, put yourself out there
exactly
to
right.
find love.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
If you're single and you look like Shawn Mendes, contact Maddie.
Yeah.
He'll like to chat.
Likes pouty lips.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, if you look like Harry Styles.
British.
Yeah, you love an accent.
A good accent. And you like a bit masculine, don't you?
Yeah, like a tradie
should own a drill like at a minimum,
like a tradie style guy, but with gay boy cute looks.
Right? Do you want imagine an actual Shawn tradie? Mendes
boyish as a charm, tradie. But masculine.
But do they? Do you mind if they're an actual tradie?
I'd like it, but yeah. You know, you're I'd quite like handy. $1 million as you're... well.
So what you're saying is a tradie would be like hitting the jackpot for you.
A tradie that's gay and very cute. Is down to earth and nice.
There you go. If you're listening and you feel like that description matches
contact
you,
us.
And you like the sound of Maddie's voice.
Maddie Harrison 90. On slip Insta. Into his DMs.
Slip right in.
Very good. Enjoy the show, guys.
Bye. See ya.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Excellent. Hey, of course, the big news, Gladys, overnight. I think the big story here is the fact that she had a boyfriend. Who knew?
Well, yeah.
I like Gladys, and I say good on her. She's into a bad boy.
Well, it's not a. I mean, it's not a great mix, to be fair.
Oh, come on.
But you know what? If she's doing a good job still, then.
Not a great mix. Okay, around the team, do we think she should resign? I absolutely do not think she should resign.
No, not off this.
Like, no.
But.
She had nothing to do with it, as far as we know. You're innocent and proven until proven guilty. He was doing the wrong thing, she was in love. Let her get her kicks, poor Gladys.
I think you summed it up quite perfectly, to be honest, Jade. Well. She was in love. She was, you know,
probably
screwing
blinded.
Around with a man. Yeah.
Probably blinded by, you know, whatever she was attracted to him about.
I mean, look.
But you're the biggest believer in a second chance.
You know what? I think she needs to maybe find some better taste somewhere. You know, they're not the most attractive couple, but that doesn't matter.
But, well, maybe he's a smooth talker or whatever, you know?
Well, clearly.
Hey, look, he wears a suit.
Yeah, that's
what girls like. Man, suits.
No, I love Gladys. I'm so happy that she's been happy this whole time.
Yeah, we never knew. We all thought
she was a spinster,
but it turns out she's...
workaholic.
She's having a ball, out on the wines in Wagga.
You know what? Her press conference yesterday afternoon, I really felt with her because she really, you know, gave it her raw. She says, "I've committed my entire life to serving the public.
Yeah,
please don't take this away from me." Basically the gist of it.
Yeah.
It really got to me. I like her more now.
Yeah, I do.
Do you think, like, they're going to, like, get her out for this?
No.
I think because of the way she's handling COVID, it's like a bulletproof vest at the moment.
Yeah.
She could be caught doing anything, you know, with her pants down behind Bondi Pavilion. And she'd be absolutely fine.
And she could become the poo jogger.
They'd be like, you know what? She's handled COVID really well. Thumbs up, Gladys. You're sweet for another jogger. Time.
Yeah. Look, it's okay if she wants to drop one off behind her pants. No worries.
You can overlook a lot of stuff at the moment.
I think she's great.
Give her a break. Yeah. You know, she was screwing around with a divorced man. It happens.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong?
People can be divorced.
Yeah, it is good. Hey, speaking of relationships, there's one woman not happy with her fiancé. She's been waiting 2 years for him to finally pay for the wedding. Now, you won't believe what she's done to make this wedding happen.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You know, of course, on Friday, we gave away 5 weddings. And every time I attend a wedding, I think, I just want to get married one day.
Yeah, you get very emotional.
I get so excited. And then I read a story like this, and then I change my mind. This woman, right, her partner proposed to her 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's just been delaying the wedding the whole time, like making excuses.
Mm. So she's not setting a date.
Not setting a date. She's had enough.
He's probably just busy.
Well, exactly. She stormed into her fiancé's place of work, Target, in a wedding dress, demanding that he marries her with the celebrant on the spot there and then, or the relationship is over.
Yeah. Now, I've never understood people like this, because this is the type of person who says, you've got to be with me the rest of our lives or I'm leaving right now. Because that's a real healthy way to start a long-term commitment, isn't it?
She said, you put this ring on my finger 2 years ago and it's time to do it or get out. He was in the middle of restocking shelves. The poor guy working at Target.
You know what?
She's storming in a wedding dress.
How long did it? Were they together for in total? Did it?
4 years.
Mm. Did he do the deed and get married there?
No.
Probably dodged a bullet.
How embarrassing. That's a way to demasculate a man.
Look at this. She even brought her bridesmaid friend along. I'm just showing you the photo. She's in full wedding kit. She's got the priest.
Oh, you know what? She's
got the wedding party.
She's a proper loon.
Look at her.
I'm following it now.
I mean, I feel like she got lost on her audition for maths.
I hope that guy takes this as a sign and decides that's a wrap on the whole thing, you know?
Look at that. I sort of feel for her, though, as a woman. I sort of get it.
What, storming his place of work and demanding to get married on the spot?
You know what, Jade?
Set a date.
I know you have no respect when it comes to going into your husband's
workplace.
That's
a great point. Hello, BCF, this is me, Jade, again. Yeah. Put me through.
There needs to be a sanctity around the workplace.
I agree.
Imagine... I would leave them instantly if I had a partner and they came in here
and just
throwing out demands.
Yeah, but you hate being told what to do.
Well, that's true. You say that on the radio. But so do most people. I mean, you wouldn't go into Emmy's work, would you, Crevo?
Not a chance.
You cooked the wrong dinner last night. You just get out.
That's next level.
Work is work.
No.
You never interfere with your partner's work.
Sort it out at home.
But, yeah, look, I'm glad he said no.
Yeah, smart man. He's dodged a bullet.
I mean, she just looks
crazy. You know what? If he set a date, she never would have had to have done that. So whose fault is it, really?
Absolutely hers.
At least she didn't have to pay for a photographer.
Oh, that's true. He's been papped.
The whole store's filming her. She's having a freak out. Look at this.
In her mask, too. The whole thing looks hilarious.
She just wants to get married and be in love.
What goes through her head, though, in the morning when she wakes up? See you, honey. Enjoy your day at work. She goes and gets her hair done, her makeup done. She has the fitting. She organises the priest.
Grabs the celebrant. You're coming with me. Yeah. What? To where now?
Well, in Australia, you're not allowed to do surprise weddings like that. It's illegal.
Well, this was in Vegas.
There you go.
There's all sorts of things going on in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's right.
Lads versus lasses, though, guys. If you would like to play our Battle of the Sexes game, 13-10-09. The questions are easy, relatively. And the ladies are in front on 21 at the moment. The guys are stuck on 18. They just can't get ahead.
I'm so disappointed in the lads. Not one call yesterday. Lads,
this is ridiculous.
If you're in the car right now, give us a ring. 13-10-09.
They were scared.
Now we got
disappointing.
Movie passes up for grabs, don't we?
Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Yes. Double pass for the winner today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
This is our Battle of the Sexes game with the lads versus the lasses. It's really easy. We ask female-based questions to the men and we ask male-based questions to the ladies. And we still need a female on 13-10-09. Ladies, call through because I have a feeling we're going to win today. And you can score yourself a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
Yeah, that's it. All right, we're kicking it off with Nathan, who wants a private jet for Christmas. Ooh. Thinks Gladys is all good and the best premier, and sad that the lads have been let down. But luckily, Nathan, you're here to save the day.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Starting
the day off well.
Yeah, right. Okay, excellent. So what's on for the rest of the day?
Just working at Mayfield.
Yeah, nice one.
Nice one. What do you do for work, Nathan?
Plumber.
Nice one. Give yourself a plug, mate.
Come on,
we love to
chance.
Give some cheeky plugs out here.
Yeah, AJC Plumbing, the best of the business.
No, there
best
he is.
Yeah,
he's done
stuff.
That before. Love it.
All right. First question for you, Nathan. Who claims to have been the most trolled person on the internet in 2019? Was it A, Donald Trump, B, Meghan Markle, C, Carol Baskin, or D, Baskin and Robbins Ice Cream?
You'd have to say B.
Yeah, correct, Meghan Markle. All right, first question in the bag.
Well done.
All right, question number two. The brand Libra makes what?
Female product.
We'll take that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sanitary items.
Are we still after a lady?
Yeah.
13, 10, and 9.
Come
Otherwise,
on, girls.
We'll just have the points. That's fine.
Let's go,
me.
Girls.
We'll just take all the points.
Yeah, that's
no.
all good. Hey. All right. Question number three. Reef oil is used for what?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Of course. Reef oil is used for what?
Oh, that's like a tanning lotion, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my
three
goodness.
Three.
That is incredible.
Yeah, the lasses let you down today, Jade. Yeah. All yours, Nate.
Late.
Thanks, man. Enjoy.
Cheers
there you go. Excellent. Too late, lasses. Look at them all ringing now.
Ringing now.
Too late.
Bells.
You've got to get in early to take the biscuits.
To take the biscuits.
Is that a saying?
No, it is now.
Hey, look, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah, exactly.
Originals.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Grifo.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
So, guys, interesting story Jade put into our little chat yesterday.
Yeah.
About this train driver who had to transport a small shed, move it into position.
An everyday kind of job for a crane operator, right?
Probably on the easier side of things usually. Unfortunately, this thing tipped over and dropped on someone's roof.
Wow.
So the whole truck fell on its
side and ended up on this poor person's roof.
Always fun to watch, things crushing into people's roofs on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered, imagine the shock and horror of that actually happening.
Oh,
there you
my
are,
God.
Sitting in your house.
Having a tea,
smash.
Maybe.
Well,
how would that have even happened? Would the shed have been too heavy for the crane?
I'd say so, yeah. And the angle of the dangle was off or something, and it's just bang, crashed straight through the roof.
How terrible. Wouldn't you be fuming? Although you'd be stoked if you wanted a new roof. Good for the insurance.
If you've got insurance, then you're stoked, yeah.
You know, Jade, I think there might be some structural damage of the house, though, if a shed crashes through your roof.
Oh, yeah, but all insurance, you get a whole new house. Brand new.
Jade's trust you to see the silver lining in
Jade's
that.
Jade's can you please give me the number of that crane operator?
Yeah,
I would like a new shed in my backyard, please. Here's what I thought we can do.
Yeah.
13, 10, 09, what fell through, crashed through, smashed your roof?
Yeah.
I love this.
We're looking for, quite dramatic would be a great story.
Cars as well.
Gone through a roof.
Yeah.
Is it possible? I guess so.
Well, they go through people's walls.
Not through,
ruining your roof.
On the roof.
Tree stuff, hail stuff, that's the sort of gear we're
I guess
after.
From storms, that makes sense.
Yeah, but extra points if you're in there drinking tea or whatever.
What's with the obsession with tea
Well,
today?
Just a very calming activity, right?
Do you want a tea, Creevo?
No, I'm all good. Imagine it, you're just sitting there doing something calm and bang, straight through the roof.
All
13, 10, 09 to get involved. We'll give you a prize if it's a good story.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Hey, 13, 10, 09 this morning, what fell on your roof?
Yeah, this is all after a crane was supposed to be lifting a garden shed into a backyard. The crane tips over, falls on the roof. The garden shed falls on the roof. Major disaster from what should have been a relatively easy operation for your average skilled crane driver.
I mean, not every day a shed breaks through your roof. That's quite an extreme example.
Because you're thinking, and you know what? The shed buyer would have been thinking, look, it's going to be easier than dismantling it and walking it down the side of the house. We'll just get a crane. That'll be easier, quicker. It'll be just done. Mm. Done and dusted.
Taking the shortcut. I wonder if a certain type of roof protects a house more of falling objects.
I don't think a tiled roof
versus like a corrugated iron roof. Mm.
Corrugated iron roof could probably take a bit more punishment because the tiles are going to crack if something heavy hits it.
We'll go to the phone, 131009. What fell through your roof? Jody, good morning.
Hey, it happened a few years ago when I was about 19. I worked at it's not actually through my roof, but I went to the shopping centre.
Yeah.
And they were doing work on the roof, and I was on the toilet in the shopping centre toilet. And next minute, a snake fell through the roof.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that works as well.
All I could do was just jump on the toilet and scream into the room until someone came.
Oh, wow.
Who came and saved you? That's what I want to know.
And how did
the cleaner.
The cleaner.
That's great.
Poor cleaner.
So how did it fall through the roof?
I had mobile phones. I couldn't ring anyone in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
My screen scared it because it curled up in the corner and didn't come near me.
Ooh,
poor thing.
It's definitely a scary moment.
How did it fall through the roof? Like, was there a vent or...?
You know how you had those square sort of things? It must have been like an air conditioner that was leaking or something. And you know how like it gets really soft?
Right, okay.
Yeah, right. So it's just pushed its way through and said, I want to hang out with you this morning.
Now, Jody, what did you say to the man who saved your life on this very traumatic day? Like, he walks in, you've been sitting on the toilet. I'm guessing.
How many years have you been married?
He was trying to unlock the door, and I'm telling him, just wait. I'm just going to put my pants on.
Because you're up on, I can imagine you up on top of the toilet with your pants around your ankle. Screaming.
On CCTV, this would have looked quite strange.
Oh, it would have been awesome. If you had a mobile, I probably would have even tried to tape it. Yeah.
Oh, it would have gone viral for sure.
This is going on Snapchat.
Yeah, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Jody. Appreciate that. We'll hook you up with the prize.
Absolutely.
Love it a load that after this, guys.
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
This is where I get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And today's daily topic is asking friends to bring along food to a party.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, bring a plate.
I'm quite annoyed because yesterday I received a message from Jade and it was quite a shocking message. It says, "Hey, Maddie, question. Crevo is making a cob loaf for my Halloween party, so I was wondering if you'd be able to bring a cake. I want something like this. There's a picture of this very nice cake below. There's a bakery in Charlestown that makes them for $50.
Now, cards on the table. Jade first asked if I'd do the cake, like bring the cake. And I was like, nah, I'm not. I'll bring a cob, because you were going on and on about a cob loaf like it's a party from the 90s. And I was like, you know what? I wonder how hard it is. I did a quick Google and it's about the easiest thing to cook you've ever cooked. So I was like, I'll do that.
Now, this was a stitch up, Crevo, because 5 minutes just before we came back on air, Jade ruined the whole surprise.
Oh.
We wanted to test you and see how far you would go before you would say no.
You know what? I actually felt like that was going on.
Really?
Because
I sent that message to Maddie so he could screenshot it and send it to you.
I orchestrated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know?
So should we read the messages out that we were sending?
Read the messages out.
Read them out.
You were a good sport, I must say. I was screaming. I was on the phone to Maddie and I was like, don't make me do this.
Jay did send me the picture of the cob loaf. Maddie, can you make cob loaves? Buy
your
own.
That was a genuine question.
Buy your own.
Yeah.
Crevo, you're too nice. You offered to make the cobbler.
Yeah,
screw that.
I said I would. I looked it up. It looked like about 40 minutes
but
to
I
sort it all
I
out.
I said I'd buy the ingredients.
So, Jade, I tell Jade to...
It's like less than $10.
So you very nicely agree to make the cobbler for Jade's party. I said, and I'm talking to Jade on the phone at the same time. I'm like, type this to him. Hey, I wasn't going to ask, but seeing you're doing the cob loaf, would you mind picking up one of these cakes on the way? I'm like, surely he'll say yes. And you go, where are they located?
You know, time is money to me, so I wanted to know if it was on the way.
At first, you thought I'd already paid for
it, though.
Right.
No, yeah.
They are in Charlestown, Jade says, but Ben said I can't get it as I've spent too much already. Are you sure you don't mind paying? It's about $50. Crevo says, wait. This is a stitch-up. I'm not getting the cake. Jade says, it's not lol. Don't worry if you can't. I know you've just done renos, but I've spent a lot on decorations. Would you mind going halves with Maddie? So you said no. Yeah. We're like, see if you'll pay for half.
Yeah. We thought we'd push the envelope.
Anyway, keep going.
I'll bake the cob loaf, you say. You organise the cake. Jade's response, okay, I'll ask Maddie now. Thank you. So then I'm like, all right. Let's see what else we can push him with. I said, ask him, can you borrow his Weber barbecue for the party? One more thing, Jade says. Would it be okay if you bring your Weber around so Ben has two going with the oysters at the same time? Crevo's response, I guess.
It was a weird request.
What is going in the other Weber? Jade says, Ben's going to do a brisket. So he said not to mix the brisket and oysters.
I was like, oh, that makes sense from a cooking perspective.
Crevo's response, yeah, okay, if you just clean it and bring it back, I guess that is fine. She's like, awesome, I'll tell Ben now. It'll be super clean. You're like, just normal clean is fine. Meanwhile, he's messaging me saying, now they've got brisket.
Well, I was excited because I was like, I know Benny loves to barbecue.
He does, yeah.
And I was like, oh, there'll be a great brisket.
You're very polite,
you
Crevo.
Are. I felt terrible.
You're very polite.
I was honestly, was I not screaming, Maddie? Yeah. I was like, no. But you know when you're watching a horror movie and it was a suspense? I was like, he's going to think, I was embarrassed.
Crevo's not a stinge like you. So it's, you know, he's happy
to lend
things.
I would never, ever ask those questions.
I drew the line at the $50 cake.
No way. I wouldn't.
Jade, you just asked him to make a cobbler.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, you know what? I'm always happy with friends to donate time. But if people are asking me for like a cash, like a $50 cake, I was like, I'm drawing the line right there.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Thank you to our friends at the Happy Mobile Cafe. If you're at work, tell your boss to stop being a bum and get you some coffees delivered. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Carl and Benny, great guys.
Always do a great job for
Thanks.
Us.
They
always
do.
Us up with
Thanks
the coffees. Guys, up next, competition amongst the team, and we need your help on 131009. We're playing What's My Age Again. Now, this is, of course, our little competition around the team.
Mm-hmm.
Can we please do a score check, Jade?
Yep. So, Crevo and myself, we're tied on 3. And, Maddie, you're in the lead on 4 gold stars.
Mm-hmm. Listen to him. So cocky. He gets in front by 1.
And he's all smarts.
He's been unbearable.
Sorry,
boasting
guys.
About this. Day in, day out. Insufferable. Like a little child who's just won, like, Monopoly for the first time.
He's just sitting there going, na, 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 na.
131009. We need people on the phone. We have a chat to you. just ask you some random questions, and because we listen to voices all day, we say we're all the best at guessing ages.
I'm the best at guessing ages. These two, not so much.
13:10:09, we need some people to help out with this.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. The Novos, what's my age again?
Yeah, so this is a little challenge around the team. We all think we're great at guessing ages just by voice and maybe a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie currently winning, very cocky about it all week. He's on 4 points, Jade and I on 3. Essentially, yeah, a couple of questions and then we guess your age.
Yeah.
Okay, rules of the game, if you go over...
Yep.
You're out.
So it's
out.
Closest without going over.
Cool.
Closest without going over.
All right, we got this. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I'm going to kick it off with a question to get to know you this morning. What is your favourite type of ice cream?
Chocolate,
that is good.
Mm. Okay, question number two.
Kind of an old school flavour.
Yeah, but classy.
Mm.
We all love chocolate, right? Hey, Tara. What is your favourite Lady Gaga song?
Oh.
You're like, I hate her.
No, she's not a bit before Lady Gaga. This is the sort of angle I was going at.
Oh. I actually like her old school stuff.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right.
I've got this.
Okay. Jade, you guess first.
26.
No, 26. You... 23, Tara.
I think you are 27, because you go on the old school chat.
Yeah.
Who's closest?
Oh, it's 27 would be closest.
Oh, that's 1 point to me.
Oh, bam.
You're beauty.
What's your age?
I'm 32.
Oh, wow.
You have a very young voice, Tara. I actually would have... no worries. I actually would have guessed, like, 21. I was tossing up between 21 and 23. Do you look young as well?
Some people say that. I wouldn't look as young as that. But, yeah, some people say I look a little bit younger than I am.
Do you have young at heart.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have a three-year-old.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Do you still get ID'd at the Bottle-O?
Yes, occasionally.
Yeah,
when
isn't
I go
it good?
Out, yes, I do.
Don't you feel good when you get ID'd in your 30s? It's like, wow, yes. Thank you.
I love that.
Good stuff. Thank you, Tara. Appreciate that.
Okay, 1 point to me. All right, next we go to
Ashley. Hello.
How you going?
Hey, good. Question number one from you, Jade.
Okie dokie. So what car do you drive?
A Honda Civic.
Honda Civic. That's like the little, it's the little hatchback, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a fun little car. You'd be going down the beach and stuff in that. All right. Next question for you. Do you own your own home?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Honda Civic. Okay, I'm going to guess that you're 38.
I think 33.
I think 39.
Ooh, 33 is the closest.
Yeah, get in there. Oh, 2 points today. What a great day.
How old are you?
Ashley.
I'm 28.
28. Okay. I knew a Honda Civic was a young person's car.
Thanks, Ashley.
I'm too, so there you go.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Dub. Appreciate that. Wow, Crevo.
Smashing it.
You ready? This is only fair.
You're a winner today. We have a new leader.
And that means I'm going to be leader for the next whole week, which is awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Well, we've got What's the Goss with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Celebrity Apprentice back. They announced the lineup yesterday.
What a loser.
Exciting. Oh, I know. Let's discuss that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I'll break
all the details to you. Also, to a new celeb fashion line dropping today. All I'll say is crikey.
Oh.
There's my tease.
Okay, thanks.
Big car key vibes.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
I genuinely love this part of my day because, producer Jackson, you bring us the gold in the celebrity world and then I'm always up to date.
Oh, well, do you know what? I'm glad I can facilitate that because celebrity is my main thing. It's the only thing I'm good at, to be honest.
Oh, please.
And riding a unicycle.
Can you do that?
Yeah. I can do that. Maybe one day I should do those in unison, ride a unicycle whilst doing What's the Goss.
Hey.
God, you're a talented man.
We can make
such
that happen.
A dream.
Too bad you're married. Breaking hearts. Yeah. That skill.
Rip to anyone that wanted me. Alrighty, so let's start with Justin Bieber. He's got new music coming out Friday.
Yes!
With Benny Blanco, so that's exciting.
Oh, that'll be good.
We're hearing rumours, right, because they're saying he's the new face of Christianity, that he's going to go the way of Kanye West doing one of these sort of church-style services.
Well, he's probably worked out how much money you can make off Kanye.
Yeah, that's true. Worked out how much money he can make off of this as well. Now, I know we've already touched on this, so I'm not going to focus too much on it, but everyone in the Justin Bieber camp's going to be saying,
my real favourites are my Crocs.
So he's got that Croc brand coming out tomorrow, and they're speculating what stars are next. So do you want to hear who are the... Sorry, Jade.
Oh, no, so Justin Bieber's bringing out Crocs.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we talked about this before. So no. Justin Bieber's got a Croc brand that's coming out.
He's
teamed up with Crocs, but they're saying that Taylor Swift and Drew Barrymore are front runners to be the next celebs to do a pairing. Isn't that strange?
No, I love Crocs. This is awesome.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift or Drew Barrymore Crocs?
Yeah, but they're cool. Like
they must be paying so much for Taylor Swift to ruin her whole image by wearing Crocs.
No, Taylor Swift and Drew, all celebrities are just, you know, regular people just like you and me, and they understand how comfortable Crocs are.
Jade, are you on the payroll for Crocs?
No, I'm not, but I own a pair of Crocs. Like
how much did you pay for your Crocs?
Oh, I don't know. Benny got them discounted at work.
Yeah.
See, like...
$60 for the Biebs Crocs.
60?
Yeah.
That doesn't not sound too bad.
Not too bad. Crocs are quite affordable.
Yeah, because, you know, like when Post Malone gets seen wearing Crocs, you go, you know what, that's a reasonable pairing. You can see him wearing them around a Louisiana swamp while driving a gator.
Yeah.
Right? But Taylor Swift in Crocs, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
What celebs are you forking out money for if they're doing Crocs?
All of them.
None of them, because Crocs are ridiculous.
They're horrific. moving on to something that's...
I look snazzy gardening, guys.
That exact
saying.
Reaction, Jade.
The fact that you called it snazzy says it all.
Jade, you just did a big gasp in as a reaction to me dissing Crocs. That was my exact reaction to the lineup for Celebrity Apprentice Australia. Have you seen this?
No, I didn't even know it was coming. Back.
Yeah, it's back. The Veronicas, Ross Noble, Shayna Blaise.
Who?
Should I go on?
No, who's that?
Yeah, Michelle Bridges.
Michelle Bridges is in there. I'm excited about that.
She'll
I'm excited
do well.
About Michelle Bridges and the Veronicas. There's a
I'll watch it
contestant,
for...
Martha. Do you remember her?
A maths contestant.
Yeah.
Just one. It's like you order like
Anthony
home brand
Kalea.
Stuff.
Do you know what?
Is he going on it?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes, Anthony Kalea is going on it. Oh, I hope he gets fired first. Can I tell you a fun story about Anthony Kalea?
Yes.
I used to work at a service station, right? And my favourite thing to do was get on the loudspeaker when people's card declined and they'd get back to their car and say, excuse me, number six, your card's declined. Please come back in and pay for your fuel. Anthony Kalea was really rude to me one day and his card declined, so I waited until he got back and I said, excuse me, Anthony Kalea at number six, your card's declined and I need you to come back and pay for your fuel. Best day of my life.
Awesome.
You know what? I understand certain shows coming back, like Big Brother, that, you know, what else has come back? Oh, Farmer Wants a Wife. These shows were really big, you know, in their prime back in the day.
Yep.
Celebrity Apprentice. Who cares?
Nah, it was...
It's never
it's
been a big show.
It's probably been the worst
not
out
memorable
of
at all.
All nah. of them to come here and be produced.
Well, they've flown in Lord Alan Sugar as the businessman who does the UK version of the show.
They must be paying him so much.
Yeah, yeah. And they made, like, obviously special... They gave him, like, a special pass to come down under. He had to quarantine for a couple of weeks. He didn't have to go into a hotel. He got to stay in a mansion.
Yeah, people are furious about that.
Yeah.
I like his name, though.
Lord Alan Sugar.
You would.
Lord Sugar.
An old man with money. You can have some
fun with that play name.
Come into the boardroom, Jade.
Okay, Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar has requested your presence.
Thank you, Jackson.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
NASA, coming up on the show next, we all remember this.
Here's what we want you to do, right? We want you to get into your little black book, start flicking through it, and we want you to bring us the biggest celebrity, aside from you, that you can to the show. So we want you to convince them to come on our show.
All right. So far, NASA has not delivered. Now, we are drawing the line today. If NASA has not gotten us a celebrity for this show, fired today.
Jeez.
Last week, final chance. Mm. Who have we had from him? We've got promised
no one.
Gladys Berejiklian. We were promised.
I'd like to speak to her.
Cyclone Cyrell. I know. Ida Buttrose. Yeah, there's a few more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
But I don't remember them because he didn't bring us anyone.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
The first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Good morning, NASA.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And before we go, I just want to say that, I do feel sorry for Gladys. That's all I want to say.
I was going to say, she was, of course, one of the big identities that you promised us, NASA, but you're yet to deliver. Have you got her for our show today?
Because I'd like to chat to her today of all days.
Well, believe it or not, seriously, believe it or not, and this is not a joke now. Let's put the joke aside.
I did reach out
to the office and everything. I spoke because there's a friend in there that's sort of long time friend, and it's been so hectic. Like, it's been so stressful, and her going through this whole thing, it was very, very hard to get on. But you know what? I can tell you this now, and I can tell your audience this, that she was more than happy to do it. She thought it was would have been really fun, but unfortunately, this situation's happened, and we're not going to sort of get there for a while.
You know what, NASA? Chatting about Gladys, it is so terrible, isn't it? I feel for it. It's fine, though, isn't it? She's fine.
Yeah, look, you know what, and guys, agree with me on this. I was just saying to friends, we've all dated numbnuts. We all have.
Absolutely.
We've all gone down this road of, like, dating losers. And I'm just unfortunately that she got involved with not just a loser, but a corrupt loser. On the other hand, I think she's done an amazing, amazing job. And if people are going to sit back on their keyboards and go, this, and that, and the other, I'm like, you know what? You need to reassess yourself.
Do you know what's so great about Gladys? She's come out and she said, you know what? I've tried so hard to separate my personal life from my professional life. Mm. I think she's done a great job. I thought she might have been into women because I've never seen her with a man.
You know what? I swear to God.
I was surprised.
You say that. Yes, because when we've met many occasions, and I thought that too. I thought that, still sort of lives with her parents type
thing. Yeah, like she ticks all the boxes.
Maybe she was into women. I don't know. But then this thing came out, and I'm like, oh, my God. And you couldn't pick a person like him. Would you ever think someone like this guy?
Totally mismatched. And do you know what? I will say, I just heard Bill Shorten on the Today Show coming out in support of Gladys. Same deal. He's like, you know what? She has been, like, doing herself a disservice by dating this guy. He's not good enough for her. Bill Shorten's behind Gladys.
Jeez, that's a surprise.
Yeah. Gladys, hey. I feel for her.
Her approval ratings will go up now because she's got that edge now.
She's into a bad boy.
And the opposition, I mean, the girl with the opposition, what's her name?
Jodie McKay.
Jodie, Mate, forget about it, Jodie. Forget about it. Seriously, forget about it. The only thing I've heard from her mouth that come out is that, oh, they need to step down. They need to resign. They need to step down. Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Do you know what I love about Gladys as well? She's got really glamorous sisters.
She has.
Does she?
Yes, look it up.
I'm going to Google that like right now.
I'm telling you, I tell you, if I had a chance, I reckon I would date Gladys. I would.
Would you, Nassau?
I would. I think she's really, really nice. I think she's straight. She's nice. She's honest.
Well, enough about Gladys. Because
you know, a bit shorter skirt. I would like a bit shorter skirt.
Oh, filthy, filthy.
You're an animal. You're
NASA. We're 4 weeks in, brother. What's happening?
Well, not much. I've been sort of involved in this whole Bachelorette thing, which is rating badly.
We don't care about the Bachelorette, NASA. We care about a celebrity for our show.
I know. Today I will have some numbers for you that you can contact.
Oh, NASA.
The deadline.
I'll send them to you today.
That's
it.
You're done, you reckon, Maddie?
I will. I'll send them to you today. I promise you.
NASA, I think we're going to have you on the show again, but I think you're fired from...
From this particular job.
It was a very hard thing, you know. I mean, it wasn't easy.
NASA, guest booking is not your forte, my friend.
Finding someone bigger than me, it's not good. Oh, you know what I mean? Finding someone that's bigger than me, that's a very hard task, unless you get a prime minister or something.
NASA,
like. All the other celebrities, you know, not even celebrities.
You know who we had on last week? Carl Sandilands.
Well, see, he's a different kettle of fish. I mean, I like Carl. I really do. I think he's a really cool guy. I really do. I've had coffee with him many, many times. And he
How come you couldn't get him for our show then? We had to get him.
Well, he's a celebrity. I mean, he's a celebrity. I mean,
I know. That's why we got him on the show.
You don't want to share the numbers.
Is that what it is? You're holding out on us, NASA.
But your station's affiliated with them, so it makes it a lot easier. You know what I mean?
He's still not easy.
And that's why you made it happen, hey?
Give me another task. NASA. I'm begging you.
NASA, I think, can I give him the shame bell?
Wait, NASA?
Yeah.
Shame. You're fired.
You get the shame bell.
We still like you as a person.
Yeah, we love you.
But we're gonna you gotta think about something else you can bring to the show. Because celebrity booking, it's a no.
NASA, the Bachelorette and maths, we've heard it all before. We need something different.
Oh, we get it. You're on, you know, 4 nights a week.
I'll get my people to talk to your people. We'll come up with something.
Thank you, NASA. Sounds good, man. Goodbye, NASA.
I had the faith, guys.
So did I.
Yeah, like Bon Jovi.
Okay, Boomer.
But guys, something that I want to have a chat about after this, which I think is really important for everyone to watch. It's actually on Netflix at the moment. David Attenborough's A Life on Our Planet. It's actually an incredible documentary that really, it actually had me in tears at one point on the weekend when I was watching.
As if.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I was sitting on the couch and I was watching it, and just the changes he's seen to our planet in his lifespan.
He's very old.
Yeah, he's 96, I believe. Yeah, is incredible. And it really sort of left me there thinking, you know, how we can help our planet. And so I want to talk a little bit more about it and encourage you to watch it after this.
Jay, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
And on the weekend, guys, I was watching Netflix, and it's trending at the moment, actually, on Netflix here in Australia.
Yeah.
The new David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet documentary. And I started to watch it because, you know, Aussies, everyone, I don't think I know a soul who doesn't love David Attenborough and his documentaries. But this one in particular, it actually is him reflecting upon, you know, the defining moments of his lifetime and exploring the planet, but then also looking at the devastating changes he's seen as well.
Tonight, we've got rather different program.
I am David Attenborough, and I am 93. I've had the most extraordinary life. It's only now that I appreciate how extraordinary. The living world is a unique and spectacular marvel. Yet the way we humans live on Earth is sending it into a decline. Human beings have overrun the world. This film is my witness statement and my vision for the future.
Wow.
It's really, really powerful. And I already want to cry just listening to that, because I was on the couch on the weekend and I was watching this footage and it just really hits home because basically the film addresses some of the biggest challenges facing life on our planet currently, and it's providing a snapshot of the global nature loss in a single lifetime. Like he's 93 now, and he's seen the best of nature, and he's seen the worst of it. Like for instance, the statistics in this documentary are actually brutal. The before and after footage is even worse when you watch it. Like one example, there's footage of beforehand when the orangutans are swinging through this rainforest in Borneo, and afterwards there's footage of no forest. Like, it's very confronting. There's this single orangutan attempting to climb a branchless tree trunk, and it's just devastating because there's just no forest around it. And it's just, I love animals, and it just really upsets me because we have a duty to look after our wildlife, but our planet as well. And when you watch this footage, you know, it's in your face. You know, you're not sitting at home on your couch and, you know, just pretending like this isn't your problem.
I'm really glad that you've watched this, Jade, because a lot of people are very ignorant to this issue.
Totally.
And it takes something like this isn't just a problem that, you know, David Attenborough is highlighting now.
No.
This has a long history, and I'm glad that you did watch this and it has sparked this reaction, because it really is so important. And this issue has become so politicized over the years that you sometimes become numb to the reality. Of it.
And it's just, you know, if you're going to believe anyone, believe David Attenborough. Like, I know I can sit here and preach, and I'm not a perfect person. Like, I, you know, when it comes to this, I wish I could do more. I don't know how. And this is my way of being able to try and help, is just encouraging people to watch it. And maybe you have more skills and education where you can go and make a difference. But the thing is, you know, he actually goes on to say, hey, this is what we need to do to try and solve the chaos that we're actually plunging our planet into. It's not, and he actually makes a point. It's easy to say, oh, we need to save our planet, but it's actually his outlook on it. It's not about saving the planet. It's about saving ourselves. Because if once you watch this documentary, you'll actually see what our future, our generations, what your children are going to be up against because of the deforestation that's happening around the planet, like Antarctica, the rising seas. Like, I know there's a lot of fake news out there and this, that, and the other, and people argue about, you know, global warming. It is a thing, it isn't a thing, but until you educate yourself and you see what's going on and the difference that we can make, it's so easy to, you know, to start creating more fishing farms and putting in more, you know, like a, you know, national park, I guess, places where you can fish. I know we have a few places around Nelson Bay where you can't fish, and it increases the fish population, which then spills the fish into fishing areas.
Oh, it's a chain.
It's a big thing.
It's a chain reaction.
But please watch it. I honestly, I beg you, get your children to watch it, because they might be able to, you know, make a difference in years to come.
There's also another thing too, Jade. You mentioned the orangutans in Borneo, right? The reasons why their habitat's been decimated is because of the planting palm oil trees.
You
talked about what can we do. Well, I mean, there's so many things that we buy that has the palm oil from these products. Yeah, just educate yourself. There's a lot of alternatives as well too.
That's right.
Opt for Rainforest safe. Palm oil products. They are out there. That's one thing that you can do.
It's actually devastating, but please watch it. Like, there are positives to it. It's, you know, there's solutions of what we can do, but it's going to take all of us working together as a whole in this world to make the change.
One of the great things about, like, the technology that we have in our hands everywhere in the forms of a phone, say, is you can actually check if something is a responsible choice.
Mm.
So if this does touch you and you feel like, this, I want to do something, when you pick up, like, your shampoo or, you know, whatever, or your chocolate bar or whatever you're thinking about, you can just Google. Is this rainforest safe? Does it include
There is
palm
actually
oil?
An app. There is an app exactly for that exact purpose. There's a palm oil app. If you want to download that, and you can actually scan the product in the supermarket and see if it is actually, if it's appropriate.
Yeah. It's incredible.
The information is there.
I actually didn't realize this. I know we need to wrap this up, but when I was watching this particular part of the documentary on the orangutans in Borneo and the fact that they've actually destroyed the rainforest to plant, like, palm oil farms, and there's nothing left. You see this incredible footage, but the thing is, the orangutans are such a vital part in creating the rainforest, because they're young. The orangutans teach them to eat the fruits they are, you know, to eat, but then they spread the seed on the forest floor.
Of course.
Yeah. But it's just insane.
That's really just one.
That's one small aspect of
this much larger issue. And I think that, you know, can you put a price on a human life? That's the question that I would like to ask. I don't think you can. Can you put a price on the planet's life?
Mm.
And no. We seem to be able to do that, which is so sad. Stop listening to the politics and the noise surrounding this issue and educate yourself.
Yeah.
Very responsible use of your platform, Jade. That's really
Thank
good.
Thank you. But please watch it. David Attenborough's A Life on Our Planet. It's on Netflix at the moment. It's great. Get your kids. Sit down with the family. Get your kids involved and so they watch it. I can't, you know, stress it enough. It's
Amen
so good.
Amen to that.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
So, guys, my auntie on the weekend, she actually handed my cousins a basket of clothes, and she asked them to hang up their jumpers. And so...
So, they've just been washed, yeah?
They've just been washed, and she was like, here's the basket, kids, go hang your jumpers up. So, they've gotten the washing basket, and they've gone into their room, and she's like, oh, it's a bit quiet. Go on in there. The kids have actually gotten a couple of coat hangers and managed to somehow, like, wedge the coat hangers in between the holes on the washing basket. So they've then hung the washing basket in the closet on the...
Rather than hanging up the actual
items.
Wow. That's so lazy.
Well, they've technically...
hung them up.
Hung them up.
Just do it.
But they've not hung them up.
Clever, though. Very clever. But no, that's not the task that she wanted them to do. So, basically, on 13.10.09, we want to know, what can't you get the kids to do? Do you have to bribe the kid? Like,
you tell them time and time again.
Because I know kids hate hanging up their washing. And you'll never grow out of it. I hate doing it now as an adult.
I'm a bit
better than Ben. But, you know, I never did that as a kid, but she just struggles, my auntie.
I feel sorry for all the parents out there. I go home to visit my family and just saying, Mom, try to get my brother and sister to do the simplest of tasks. Take the rubbish out. No, I'll do it soon. Take the bloody rubbish out.
Washing up now is so easy for kids. Rinse the dishes and put them in the dishwasher. When I was a kid, I had to hand wash. I'm still hand washing.
You're still scarred.
I'm not even blessed with the dishwasher now. But hey, my God, it must be a chore to get the kids to just to stack the dishwasher.
Do you just have plastic plates at home that you just throw out?
No. No. I'm not that lazy. No, we have, like, dishes. We just still hand wash. But I'm not sure how many people, maybe I'm the last person who's hand washing. I don't know.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, what job or chore can't you get the kids to do?
No matter how hard you try.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
What chore can't you get the kids to do, Jade?
Yeah, this is because my auntie Sharon, she just can't get the kids to hang up their washing. She's like, you know what? They're older now. They're around 12, 10 and I think 8.
Now, little brats, they've had a basket of clothes, and instead of hanging them up in the wardrobe, they've hung up the whole basket in the wardrobe.
Correct.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd be banning that. What do you, how old are they, first of all?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they're 12, 10, and 8.
Oh.
I've got a lot of cousins on that side of the family.
What are their names? Don't know.
I was like, I'm actually, you know, weirdly, I admire that innovativeness.
Me too. I thought genius.
Very naughty, though.
Naughty, but you know what? She knew it was naughty, but I love how she's gone and taken a picture. She would have roused on them and then probably snuck back in there.
For a giggle.
Taken the picture real quick. So, good on them. But taking your calls this morning, 13:10:09. Good morning, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. So, what can't you get the kids to do?
I can't get him to take any of his stuff out of the car. Toys, rubbish, clothes, shoes, anything.
So your car looks a bit like a skip bin, I'm guessing?
Yeah, pretty much. And I just, you know, it's like, all right, we're going to go clean the car today. No!
How old's your son, Joe?
He's 9.
9 years old. Well, what is it you think? Why doesn't like taking things out of the car?
Oh, I wish I knew, because it would, you know, I threaten him, bribe him, you know, toss stuff out. I've gotten to the point where, you know, like, I just don't care. Unless there's anything of real value, in the bin it goes, just to teach him a lesson, but it doesn't work.
He needs some sort of, you need a different approach here. Does he listen to the show on the way into school, Joe?
No, he walks to school.
We might be able to sort something out with him. We'll see how we go. Very naughty. Very naughty.
Yeah. Thanks for that, poor Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Taking your calls, 13:10:09. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Laura. Tell us about your little brats. What can't you get them to do?
I can't get my daughter to make me a cup of tea.
See, I love this because it benefits you directly. Is she good at making cups of teas?
Yeah, she's brilliant. Right amount of milk. She does a great job for other people.
Just not for you. Refuses.
No, I mean, what are you threatening her with?
Well, I'm a good mother. I'm like, girlfriend, go make your mother a cup of tea right now.
You know what, Laura? You need to do more of the guilt trip, you know?
Yeah,
I gave birth to
nice.
You for 16 hours in labour. You get in there and make me a cup of tea.
Then you can make up that amount of time as well. No one's checking.
That's it.
Yeah, guilt.
I
guilt.
Come a cup
of the one guilt day. Of the birth.
All right, lucky last. Robbie, what can't you get the kids to do?
Well, when my son was young, well, 17, he's now 24. I'd iron their clothes and fold their clothes, put on the end of their bed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put them away, please? And then it was like, can you clean your room up, please? And probably a few days later, I'd find in the washing basket a pile of folded clothes.
Oh, my God. So you should chuck them back in the wash again?
Well, that's his way of cleaning up the room. I was gone. It's clean. So, you know what I did?
What?
He ended up having to do his own washing, didn't he?
Well, good.
Good.
You've got to teach him a lesson.
You want to wear 17? Those dirty undies to school?
Too bad.
Up to you.
I think you should be, like, kids at the 17, they should be doing their own washing,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Robbie.
Maya, but the problem was we had a line in the garage, like the spare clothes line for when it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
So the clothes, he'd hang the clothes up in the garage and just take off what he needed when he needed it.
Yeah, so it'd stay there.
Yeah,
bloody terrible, isn't it, Robbie? crack that whip, Robbie.
Little
crack
brats.
That whip.
Little brats.
Come here, boy.
Yeah, get the wooden spoon.
Now, from one...
We all know you're a big supporter of the wooden spoon, Jay.
It's, like, it's straight just around the legs. It's a threat.
Guys, I know this is a popular dinner for you, Jade.
Yeah.
Woolies hot chook.
Oh, yes.
With a bit of coleslaw on fresh bread rolls.
Yeah.
Sometimes three meals a day, Jade.
Yeah,
right?
I've done that recently. So
you,
good.
You would have had that before, Maddie.
Oh, of course.
In your time.
Because it's an acceptable dinner. Like,
it's so quick
and
easy.
It's still quite delicious.
I've found...
And cheap.
An online hack where you can get about $14-15 bucks off when you make that dinner.
No
there's
way.
A way that you, there's a special way you order it where you get heaps of money off. You got to hear this. It's the ultimate Woolies hot chook dinner hack.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, that's right. So, guys, you'd be aware of the classic meal, which is hot Woolies chook, like fresh bread rolls and like a coleslaw or other salads that you jam in there.
Yeah, the pasta salad's my go-to.
And it's like a dinner done in 5 minutes.
Delicious.
Yeah, right? So
super
good.
Easy. People love it. It's popular with the family. But if you buy a couple, like it does start to add up a bit. Right? But apparently there's this hack going around online and you do have to have a little bit of forward planning. You got to order it the day before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you order what's called the Woolworths Hot Chicken Sharing Platter.
Ooh, I'm
which
like...
is, it's designed for like parties. You know when you go into like the deli section, they're like, plan your party with us.
Yeah.
Ignore that and go, what the hell's that weird thing? Who's doing that? Right? But you order this, the hot chicken sharing platter, you get $38 worth of chook salads and rolls, and they only charge you $25.
That is amazing.
So
how many hot chooks am I getting?
So you get 12 rolls, 2 chickens, one 400-gram coleslaw and one 400-gram pasta salad.
That is so good. So
I like feel if like I've been getting ripped off in my entire life.
You're probably getting basically like what you'd get, maybe like a free chicken and a free salad.
But it's like going to McDonald's and buying a Big Mac, fries and a Coke all separately.
Yeah, and getting like, it cheaper somehow.
Get a deal. Get a deal.
Yeah, this is heaps better. Like, and it obviously it was probably designed for the old like parties and you know something like that. But now this has gone viral. Everyone's gone crazy.
If they get rid of it, I will be fuming. I will write a letter to the CEO of Woolies because I'm going to be taking advantage of this now at least once a week.
Great for your Halloween party, Jade.
Yeah,
there
true.
You go.
There
$25.
Problem solved.
And this will even make you happier, Jade.
Yeah.
They cut up the chicken into little pieces for you, ready to go.
Good. Good.
You don't have to even get your knife dirty, so you don't one less
Perfect.
Thing to wash up.
$25.
This makes me so happy.
Good deal.
This is Christmas come.
I thought you were going to say Christmas sorted.
This is Christmas come.
Okay.
Okay, whatever you want to call
a
it.
That's insane.
Christmas.
Whatever.
Anyway, they say caters 5 to 12.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, up next on the show, thank you, Crevo. That is very useful
thank
information.
You.
Thank you. Donna Doolittle, pet psychic.
Yep.
Is joining the show next.
This is so cool.
So, this is a new segment on the show. We're going to show you how it works. But Donna communicates with dead and living pets. So, this morning... We've all, you know, put our pets forward. Jade, you want to speak to your dead dog, Lewis.
Yeah, my boy.
Crevo, you want to speak to Molly, find out what's happening there. I want to speak to my dead cat, Bossy. And we're going to see, Hamish, stop being a skeptic, shaking his head in there. You'll see how accurate she is.
Hamish, have you ever spoken to a pet? Nah, of course you haven't.
Not a live one, nor a dead one.
You'll see, guys.
This is unbelievable.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay,
Maddie and Creepo.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Free holiday up for grab here on the show, guys. Out at Nelson Bay. Beautiful, self-contained, four-night stay out at Nelson Bay. The foreshore, right at your doorstep. Fly Point Beach, the marina. It's all there for you. All you have to do is rate the music now on newfm.com.au. 20 songs, 7 minutes. You get a ticket into the draw.
Okay.
God, great option, isn't it?
You know what?
I'm
going to do it again today. So the boss will not be happy. But the next 20 people, before the show ends to do Rate the Music, two entries into the draw.
That's
so get on it, get on it.
20 minutes.
Yeah, get on it. It takes 7 minutes. Two entries into the draw. You could win this holiday. Newfm.com.au. I did it on the weekend, and I got in so much trouble yesterday.
Oh, look at you going rogue.
We care about our listeners here, though. Yeah, we want you to have more chances at winning. So
get around it.
But we have 105 minutes commercial-free with Jackson just after 9.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Jackalson.
I lost my job and Jackson. Coldplay.
Oh, yes.
I really love Coldplay.
Something just like this with the...
Revived that song? We haven't played it for a while.
Yeah, it's been rested. It's back. This is Rob Thomas by himself, not with the boys from Matchbox 20. Awesome. Let's day.
Oh, yes.
Kygo, Tina Turner as well.
So what diva do you think he'll work with next? He's done Tina Turner, Donna Summer. Who's next?
I like him to do one with Lady Gaga, and Kygo would be pretty good.
Mariah. There you go.
There's another diva.
Anyway, up next, Donna Doolittle, great name, pet psychic. This is a brand new segment we're trying on the show where you can communicate, so she claims, with your dead and living pets. So what we thought we'd do for our first week, we've all put one of our pets forward. We've got two dead pets, one living, and we're going to see how she goes next. It's going to be exciting, guys. I think this is fantastic.
If you've ever wanted to wonder, like, what is your pet thinking? What are they thinking?
Yes.
This is your opportunity. You can register with Jackson 131009 and we'll sort it out.
I apologise in advance if I cry.
Or on Facebook.
That's the second time you'll cry on the show today, Jay.
You're very emotional. You're in touch with your emotions.
I love my pets. Oh, man.
Can't wait for this. Donna Doolittle, pet psychic, minutes away.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Hello, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
We are doing so well. First of all, thank you very much for doing this segment because it's such a fascinating world that is getting more and more popular. Now, can you tell us, first of all, Donna, a little bit about what you do?
Okay. So I'm an animal communicator, or some people like to call me a pet psychic. That doesn't mean that your pets tell me the gold lotto numbers and I can predict that, but... we do have a lot of fun when I connect to the animals, and it doesn't matter whether they're living or in spirit. And really for all of us, including yourself, you can connect to animals and they've got wonderful messages to share.
Wow. Oh,
that's awesome, because I was going to ask about the lotto numbers, but it literally came to my mind. So I was going to be my first question.
She knew. She's good.
Donna, how long have you been a pet psychic for?
I've been doing it professionally for 2.5 years, but I think that when I look back and I, you know, remember incidences that happened with my own pets over the years, I've always had that ability. And, you know, I just remember one a long time ago when I was really young and I was outside playing and I couldn't understand why the dog kept annoying me. And when I actually stopped for the minute and looked, I realized that he'd torn all of his throat open and, you know, he'd had this accident with a stick. And, you know, that was probably one of my first realizations that the animals were connecting with me. And over the years, just more and more things happened. And about 6 years ago, I got a rescue golden retriever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like all of a sudden all these messages were coming to me. And I thought, oh, I definitely think I'm going a little bit batty here. Like, this dog is telling me stuff. How could that be? And I actually booked in a session with a lady. And from there, it sort of all happened.
Hey, Donna, tell me, like, obviously you're not hearing these messages in English. Like, is it kind of like a feeling or a vibe? I know that might be a dumb question, but
yeah,
I mean,
how do you?
Okay, so first of all, they can send messages a variety of way, and probably the worst one is I am a vegan. And of course, when they want to share, because one of the questions today is, what does my dog like to eat? And when they want to share certain foods, I can taste it. And the taste of roast chicken is not very exciting. If they want to share with me cow poo because it's something they like, that's not much fun. But I do see a lot of images, and I do get those sounds. So it really depends on the animal and their preferred way to connect.
All right, well, what we've done this morning, we've all shared with you a picture of our pets and informed you whether or not they're living or they've passed on. Now, we're going to go to Jade first. And Jade, you've sent through a picture of your passed-on pet, Lewis, the Chihuahua.
Louis, he was, Do I need to give you information or...
No. What a sweet little boy he is. So when I first connected to Louis, I didn't actually have your question. And so I just tuned into him and said, you know, what do you want to share with me? Help me out here. And he basically said to me he was certainly a man who knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
He also told me that his human was a very busy person. And he did like to go places, but he felt that he was not taken to enough places. It was really important that you and him would be together. I felt, as I had connected with him, that possibly somebody else had inherited him. So it did make sense to me when you said that, did he forgive you for leaving and going overseas? So just to clarify, when you went overseas, was he given to a male or did he stay with your family and a male in the family spent more time with him?
He was, my sister looked after him. She was living at my dad's house.
Okay, yep.
So maybe it was your dad.
Maybe the dad is the male in this situation.
Yeah.
So quite often what happens is even though the dog might have gone to your sister, being at home, your dad probably spent more time with the dog, or the dog gravitated to your dad because your dad was, as he would have considered, maybe the more of the leader of the family or the pack leader, I'd like to call them. So anyway, in relation, did he forgive you for going overseas? His answer to that was, does she need to even ask?
Aww. Oh, poor Louis. That's really sweet.
So I also did feel with Louis that he passed rather early, and he felt that he hadn't fulfilled all his time or the things that he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that, he was fully aware of what you were doing. And I kind of got the feeling that maybe did you ring home and ask to talk to him or you know, he's sort of showing me this thing about he got quite excited because he would hear your voice.
Yeah, I used to Skype him from Dubai when I moved overseas.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and he actually passed away when I was overseas, so it was really sad at the time. And he was young. He was only 6 years old.
Yeah, so, and that's what he sort of said. He didn't really get the chance to live his complete life. But, you asked about questions of what I see. I can see him virtually being held up looking at the computer screen. And he's all excited because he can hear your voice. And it was like, where are you? Where are you? And he knew what was going on. So, please know that he's still around. And, occasionally you might feel that there's a little bundle snuggling into you. That would be Louis. And he also told me that you had several nicknames for him.
Yeah, he did. He did, actually. He had heaps.
And it was... oh, sorry, I did write down initially what that one... He had one preferred one. I'm sorry, I wrote it down, but I can't find now what he initially said to me.
Wow.
It was something, and it was really cute. Anyway.
There you go, Jade. First one.
Thank you.
That was
that's
great.
That's really sweet. Thank you so much.
All right, put your mind at ease a bit.
Yeah.
Well, he is still around. He's on your back shelf.
Yeah, he is, actually.
Sorry, Jade.
He was cremated. I kept him.
Crevo, next is Molly, your dog, the Whippet. Molly the Whippet.
Okay. When I connected to Molly, she's a really cool, relaxed type of dog. I get the feeling that she's a really sweet soul. And her preferred day is just to lie around and enjoy the company of her humans.
About right. Yep,
yep. And actually, I got the impression, now I don't know you at all, and I've never spoken to you at all, but I got the feeling that you and her are two kindred souls.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a good thing to hear. We do like to spend a lot of time together.
I get the feeling that she does go out for play dates, but she's not really that interested in others and may even feel that some of the other dogs are a little bit beneath her.
Oh,
she's a fancy girl.
That's interesting.
Posh, you reckon?
she showed me an image of a toy, and I feel like she kind of walks around with one in her mouth a lot. Is that something that she does do?
Yeah, likes the toys, absolutely. Yep.
I don't feel that that's because she's anxious or anything like that. It's sort of just this, well, look at me, and she does a little bit of a wobble. But I think it entertains you more than anything, so it's something that she continuously does.
Just to entertain me? Oh, that's a very giving part of her nature,
sweet.
Isn't it?
Wow. Now, what about the food? What does she want to eat?
Yeah.
Well, of course, the first thing I said it was food. I got chicken.
Okay.
Chicken.
Well,
do you feed her lots of chicken?
She gets the chicken next, so, yeah, we'll just keep going with that then by the sounds of it.
Are you currently feeding her kibble? Because that was sort of the impression that she was giving
me. Yeah, she gets that as well.
And she felt she was really boring. It was like, yeah, that's really boring.
Give me the chicken next.
Well, she gets the chicken next almost every day, so, you know, she's on a good wicket.
Well, if you could ramp it up and make it roast chicken, that would be far more.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, I do like cooking, so this might work well.
And Donna, finally, we wanted to do this one for me, and this was my sister's cat, Bossy. Now, my sister's name is Chelsea, and she was very, very close to my sister, and she was very upset when she passed on. So I was wondering if you could maybe tell us a little bit about Bossy.
Okay, so to start with, when you send the three photos through, Bossy was the one who said, pick me. And I was going to say to you, can we do Bossy first? Because she thought it was really important that her message got heard.
Okay, interesting.
She said to me that, so I felt that she had a really full life and she was a mature cat at passing. It was around some health issues, and of course then you asked me about her suffering, but she was a very wise cat and knew exactly what she wanted. And the relationship between the two of them, it was, you know, every time I'm looking at Bossy, it's like, make sure you tell her that I love her. Make sure you tell her that I love her. When I asked her, was she still with her, she said, yes, I am. And in fact, I'm not sure if you're aware, I have some Pet Connection Oracle cards. So I shuffled the cards just to ask the question, and the card that fell out was yes. So definitely tell Chelsea that she is around all the time. In relation to did she suffer when she passed, I don't have that indication that she did. I feel that her passing was related to nutrition in that she wasn't getting enough nutrients from the food. And this does happen often with more mature cats. But, you know, for her, it was she knew this was happening and she was accepting of her own destiny in relation to that. So please tell Chelsea that she misses her. I've got the feeling that Chelsea's either got another cat coming or she has got a cat. And just tell Chelsea to spend some time and have a look, see is there any correlation or relationship between the new cat and maybe the things that Bossy did, because Bossy's telling me that, you know, she's not far away.
So, yeah, well, we do have a new cat, Chester, and my sister spends a lot of time with Chester, so there you go.
It sounds like there's a good connection there.
Wow, that's... Jeez.
Wow, very good.
Yeah, it's
very
really good. Very,
Donna,
yeah.
You're amazing.
Donna Doolittle, pet psychic. Now, if someone wants their own booking and, you know, they want to have a chat to you, where can they
get in touch? Like a one-on-one, not over the radio.
Okay, so they can either visit me in Facebook, which is facebook.com/Donna Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
And or they can come to my website, www.donnadoolittle.com.au. Love to have a connection with them and their pets. And, of course, thanks so much for having me, guys.
No worries.
You.
Well, you'll be back on the show next week. There she is, Donna Doolittle. If you would like a reading.
Yeah, like a more in-depth one, you know?
Well, even just on the show. If you want to come on the show next week and chat to Donna, get in touch with us. Call Jackson on 13 10 09, or hit us up on Facebook, guys.
Yeah, you can tell she's pretty good
it's
at
full
the
on,
old,
hey?
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Yeah, that is us done for another day, guys. Anything special on today?
I'm gonna go to the gym because it feels like a few days I haven't been with like my run
over the weekend.
Yeah, so I need to go for my run today. Keep on my 5 kilometer journey.
Very good. Oh, good stuff. Nothing exciting happening for me. What about you?
I'd go for a walk. Beautiful day.
It is such great weather.
I've got a redhead today for another... I'm obsessed with redhead.
Yeah, you're
it's
loving
nice
it, hey?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Anyway.
Get an Uber?
No, I'll get the bus today.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. I'll see. Hey, Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
Dale Braithwaite's Love Songs is in there. Another Aussie that I love. Sia.
Sia.
She's like friends with the Kardashians, which makes me jealous.
Is she?
Yeah.
Never would have pictured that.
Neither would I.
Big fan of Kanye West. They're friends, which is interesting.
Wow. Do you think she wears the wig when she hangs out with them?
Maybe.
I think she wants the free Yeezys.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yep.
I don't think she needs anything for free. She's quite rich.
Yeah, she's filthy true. Rich.
Big cash.
Yeezys is still expensive for anyone, though.
That's true.
And Eminem. Love it.
Yeah.
That's in there as well.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off in minutes. Bye, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Bye. Jay.